One more time, a cappella. That's great. Thank you. Let's now hear the word from the scripture lesson according to St. Matthew. Begin reading at the 25th chapter and reading those verses from 31 to 46. Now hear this word. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will gather all the nations, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those of the right hand, "Come, O blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit you?" And the King will answer him, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these My brethren, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those on His left hand, "Depart from Me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it not to the one of the least of these, you did it not to Me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So many of these parables in the closing part of the gospel according to St. Matthew speak of the coming judgment of God upon all of our lives at that time, whenever that time is. And it speaks to us of God taking a calculation of what we have done and what we failed to do. None of us say that we are all righteous, but we have all decided on our walk in life. You know, what adds meaning and purpose to a life? Is it an experience that you have, or is it following someone you respect, or is it because of all the different influences that touch your life? People, events, messages that we hear. How do we say who we are? And how is it that we come to be the person that we are today? There have been many changes, probably. Some have decided and been led by their parents and people around them to finish school, to go to college, go to graduate school, or to get a job, to work, to excel in all that they need to do. But what determines who you are and what you are to become? Now, we have many people who give witness to this in their life. Some are those that they call saints within the life of the church, like Mother Teresa, and all of you've heard stories about her and who she was and who she came to be, a school teacher for 17 years. But then she said she had a call within a call. And that's when she took up being one of the people that would sought to touch the lives of those who were dying on the streets in Calcutta, India. She sought to take those bodies and bring them in and bathe them and be with them and have the other sisters to be while they were in the dying process. But be there to comfort them. She's established many places throughout the world of where they have sought to make and to have a life of discipline, caring for the impoverished, the poor, those who have been forgotten, and those who are dying on the streets because they have no place else to go. She decided, after a period of time of God speaking to her and welcoming her to be that kind of person. You know, what's determined who you are, what gives meaning to your life, what is your purpose? We all have those experiences that we share. And I like the words on the front of a book of Richard Warren. It's entitled The Purpose-Driven Life. But the very bottom on the front cover, it says, what in the world am I going to do now? What are we going to do? We had to answer that question sometimes of deciding what we were going to do with our life, how we were going to live it, what we were going to try to become. And grace upon grace, if God would bless it. The church has always, through the centuries and since the resurrection of our Lord, has sought to give some criteria, some measurement, some way that people might know, and even some places to look. And it always lifts up the scriptures of those. This is the writings of people and their experiences in meeting God, reacting to God, seeking out their life in the scriptures to let it be. This is National Bible Week, by the way, for this whole month. This is National Bible Week. But they always had those scripture lessons that have meant so much to them. You know, what is it that drives us, as Rick Warren tried to point out? What are those things that drive our life, that push us to be the person that we want to be? We can experience those. Francis of Assisi was one of those that's been listed up with a saint. Born, privileged home, father sold a lot of cloth and material, owned a lot of property around the town of Assisi. But Francis turned away from that. He did live some years in boozing it up and women and all of those things. But then, like the prodigal son, in one particular version of the scriptures, it says, when he came to his senses. We've all heard the stories about people who went off and sold their wild oaks, or they went to experience life as they all saw it betrayed and it would mean so much to them. And they've gone off and done this, but then they've come back a person who has been changed. They've experienced that. It was not really a purposeful life that they were living, but they found it when they came to meet face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave their life meaning and purpose, and gave them avenues by which to use the abilities and the talents that they had been endowed with by God for the betterment of all people. Some people have been driven by wanting to rid the world of cancer. or some other thing. And they have built their careers around seeking to answer that question and to answer it well and saving the lives of people by helping to do, whether it was research in cancer or working in a particular field, in the medical field. There have been people who have heard the call of Christ to follow in the footsteps of those who have done it so many years before. So many years before. What is your purpose for your life this day? You know, Christ can change it, and it can make it new and different. And it could be something that you maybe have thought about or considered. But Christ can do things that are well beyond our imagination or understanding. But He will be there to guide and bless you. What is the purpose of our life? The Christian churches always tried to speak to those concerned. The Christian faith is the one that talks about we have a special purpose in life when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a time of life that we live out our life, and then we die, and we look forward to the resurrection, and it answers all those big questions in life. This Christian faith does that for us. Some of the faiths of the world do not answer those questions, but the Christian faith does. And gives us, if we will let it, a purpose for who we are and who we can become. The prodigal son went off into a far country and spent all of his inheritance. But then, when he came to himself, he went back home and his father welcomed him with wide open arms. Come home. I love you. And he said, I want to come as one of your servants, Father. I want to come as one of your servants. I'm not worthy. And so many of the saints of the church have said that. I'm not worthy to do what I'm doing. I am a sinner. I still sin. I am selfish. I do not follow the dictates of the heart that you would have me to have. And Lord, give me that strength that I need to be the person you would have me to be. The life with a purpose is a life that is guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. He seeks to direct each one of us as individuals. And then we have communities of faith to help give us guidance and leadership and prayers and helping us as they bounce things off of us to say, this sounds like God is leading you. And we all need that. We all need to hear those voices of assurance that God is with us. May God bless all of us this day as we seek to be led by His Spirit and guided in His love, and that we may proclaim with a purpose in life to let Jesus live through us. Amen.